something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to read a number of scriptures to you. You know, start with First Epistle of St. John, chapter 5, from verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I want you to listen to these scriptures very attentively, carefully, because of what they say. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Our faith. Even our faith. Our faith overcomes the world. The world is cosmos. That means the world with its systems, its arrangements, its order, and governments. All that is in the world. Our faith overcomes the order of this world, the systems of this world, the governments of this world, the powers of this world. Look at it again. This is the word of God. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Why does he tell you this? Go to verse 1. Let's read from verse 1. You're going to see this. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Hallelujah. Anybody who truly believes in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You believe that Jesus is the Christ. It says you're born of God. And in that verse 4, he tells you, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And why does he use the term whatsoever here? Because he means not only presence, but products, anything that comes out of God, including his words. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith overcomes the world. Overcomes the cosmos. Look at number 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Say, I have overcome the world. I'm a world overcomer. Now that's so powerful. That's so powerful. We will never be overcome
because we're born of God. Think about it. Do you know how they tried to eliminate Christianity all those many years? It's almost 2,000 years and we're still here. Go to verse 12. Oh, let's take it from 10. 10 will be fine. From verse 10. Tells you that the one who believes and the Son of God that has the witness in himself. Amen. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God had given of his Son. Say, I believe. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Look at the next verse. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. He says, I've written this to you, that you may know. I want you to know that you have eternal life. I've written for a purpose. I want you to know that you have eternal life. I want you to know. In that 14th verse, he tells us something. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. That's amazing. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now look at the next verse. And if we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. This is important because of what I'm going to read to you. You remember in 1 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 1, he says to us, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. He tells us, pray for everybody, pray for all men. And then it goes, for kings and for all that are in authority. That means you're praying for leaders of nations, you're praying for presidents and prime ministers and monarchs. You're praying, says all that are in authority. And he's talking about civil authority here. You're praying for judges. You're praying for, heads of institutions and so on. Says that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So he gives us the power, the authority to pray in his name and receive answers. Receive answers. This is important for a reason. He knows what the world is like. He knows. So In Romans chapter 8, from verse 37, he says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hooper Nikomen. Means more than conquerors. It means beyond. We've gone beyond. Hooper, beyond. We've crossed. Beyond victorious. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us, who is that? Jesus Christ. Look at the next verse. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ho, 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 hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.